Hey folks, welcome to the Shasta Serenade. I'm Barry Hazel, and for the next couple of hours, I'm going to control your radio and play a very eclectic mix of Americana music for you. And as usual, we're going to have our calendar of events, and we've got a new one to add to it. November 30th at the Big Room with Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley Band. And this is going to be additionally unusual because it's going to be taped for future broadcast on PBS. And I'll tell you more about that very soon. Well, let's get into our first set. And first up, the Black Lilies. They just came out with a brand new CD called Hard to Please. I'm going to play Bound to Roam. These guys are fantastic. And this old CD, I haven't listened to every bit of it yet, but what I have listened to, I've really enjoyed. Black Lilies. And then we're going to follow that up with a brand new one from the Cox family. 17 years in the making, and I'll talk about that after we come back from the set. So the Cox family, the Black Lilies. And we're going to follow that up with the Sugarcane Jane Band, Louisiana. And a brand new one from Buzz Kaysen, Woe Is Me. Enjoy the set, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Darling Sarah, you know I'm leaving. I'm 21, I'm bound to roam. I've got a pistol and a greenback dollar. Fare thee well, I'll ride alone.
Willie, my darling, don't leave me standing. You know I'll gladly be your bride. I've got a dagger and a silver dollar. Right away and you're bound to die.
Love, it changes like the season. Steal your heart like an old freight train. Leaves a young heart cold and wanting. Comes and goes like a summer rain.
Darling Willie, come down with me to the river one last time. I've got treasures for you only, pleasures for you there to find.
Oh dear Sarah, you know I love you. In your trust I do. I'll go with you down to the river and take my hand. You'll be my guide.
Love, it changes like the season. Steal your heart like an old freight train. Leaves a young heart. Like a summer rain.
Let's go down to the water's edge. Wait on him. Feel wrap around and take a seat.
Oh, dear Sarah, I'm so scared now. The water's rising and I can't swim. Hold my hand and I'll go with you. I'll sink on down to the promised land. I'll sink on down, down to the promised land. Love and
I'm happy. This is a good imitation.
Woe Is Me by Buzz Kaysen off of Record Machine. It was released in August, and it's growing on me, folks. I haven't had it very long, but what I've listened to, I've enjoyed very much. Buzz Kaysen, Record Machine. And prior to that, Louisiana, Sugarcane Jane off of Dirt Road's End. It came out this year also. And the Cox Family, Good Imitation of the Blues. And they had Sonny Landreth doing the slide guitar work and Sam Bush on the mandolin for that one. And I'm going to come back and talk about it after we talk a little bit about the Black Lilies. Brand new CD for these folks. Hard to Please is the name of it. Just came out. Bound to Roam is the song I played. And we'll be playing a lot more of them too. This is a good album. Okay, let's go back to the Cox Family. They recorded the instrumental parts of this and some of the vocals 17 years ago when they had a contract with Asylum Records. The album was being produced by Alison Krauss, which was not unusual. She produced almost everything they've done. What happened was that in 98, country music wasn't doing so well, I guess, and Asylum decided that it was time to cut some of the artists loose, and of course the Cox Family were part of it, even though they were Grammy winners and very, very successful. Well, I'm not sure that the Cox Family took it in stride, but they went on touring. They were very, very popular, doing big festivals and concert halls, and had a part with the soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. But in 2000, I think it was 2000, Willard, the father, and Marie, the mother of the family, were in a serious car accident. They were rear-ended by a logging truck, and not too far from their home in Louisiana. However, it paralyzed Willard from the waist down. And Marie recovered, but she's already fighting breast cancer. So the band decided to basically stay home. They still played around the Louisiana area, easy gigs, sang for their church, but basically lived a very staid and local life in Louisiana. Sometime in 2014, things started changing. Asylum had been absorbed by Warner Brothers. The management of Warner Brothers were more receptive to the tapes that they already owned from 17 years ago, and getting the Cox Family back in, along with Krauss as producer, to finish the album and get it out. The result is Gone Like Cotton, and it's a very big departure, at least in my opinion, of the older Cox Family records. Even though this was done and arranged 17 years ago, it would have been a major departure from their regular repertoire. It's very bluesy. It's very rocky. I love it. I think it's just great. Their harmonies pull everything together. Krauss was doing a great job of producing 17 years ago, and with her experiences now, this turned out to be a very, very great album for the Cox Family to come back out and start touring again. There's a lot more to this story in the liner notes of the album. If you're going to buy it, if you like the Cox Family and you've listened to parts of it right here on the Shasta Serenade, and you do buy it, I suggest that you not get a digital copy, that you get the hard case copy. It has great liner notes and really helps an old guy like me find out what's going on. And I'm sure you would enjoy reading it too. Now, I know I've told you this album is more bluesy, more rocky than their previous efforts. They still are a country band. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's country blues, but done in a manner that is very foreign, at least in my opinion, than what the Cox Family had been doing in the past. Now, the next song I'm going to play for you from the album is what many would consider a country standard. I'll Be Over You, and it's actually an old country tune written by Richard Lee back in 1976. And in 76, Crystal Gayle had a major hit with it. She had another big hit with one of his songs, too, called Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Boy, that was a monster hit. Well, anyway, when the band does a country standard, usually they call up Papa Willard Cox. Let me add that he's not touring anymore. He no longer can do touring and vocal work. So this is from 17 years ago. Here he is singing, I'll Get Over You.
Mm-hmm.
about this heart of mine. There ain't no hurt that can't mend with time. I don't leave no scars behind. No, I'll get over you. I'll find me a gal one day who's not scared to give her heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, oh, I'll be good as new when I get over you. From now on, I think I'll lay low. I'll talk fast, you see, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes I think I love you still. Sometimes I wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until, oh, I get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, oh, I'll be good as new when I get over you. I love you still. I sometimes wonder if I always will.
Love for you so hard to cure, but I'll get over you.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven just to turn to the right. You find a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. Smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue. heaven. We're so happy in my blue heaven.
Norah Jones singing a tune written way back in 1927. It was a huge hit. It sold over 5 million copies by Gene Austin, a very famous crooner, singer-songwriter from the early 20th century. I really should profile him sometime in the near future because he was an inspiration to a lot of early crooners, you know, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and two of his recordings are in the Grammy Hall of Fame, My Blue Heaven and Bye Bye Blackbird. Okay, enough of Gene Austin. I do really need to profile him in a future show. I think it would be very interesting to listen to his music and compare it to what's going on today. Okay, let's take our first break of the afternoon, and we'll come back in about 2 more minutes with a lot more of the Shasta Serenade. I'm Barry Hazel, and I hope you stick around.
She's a hearing them too. Early in
in the morning.
Welcome back, folks. That was Joe Ely off of his brand new album, Panhandle Rambler. Came out this year. Song is Early in the Morning. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about a concert I alluded to at the front of the show with Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley Band. And they're going to be at the Big Room on Monday, November 30th. The concert starts at 7:30, and I, you know, you get there early and do all your food things and stuff. But one of the unique things about this concert is that it's being filmed or videotaped for a PBS series called Music Gone Public. So not only are you going to get some great music, but you're going to be able to see all the different things that go on when they're being videotaped for a PBS special. Well, it's not really a special. It's a series. And it's going to be the first show of the second season of the series Music Gone Public. Now, I've played Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley many times in different configurations, too, but also together on the Shasta Serenade. Jim is a really sought-after guitarist. He plays regularly with David Grisman and the Bluegrass Experience and with John Reichman's The Jaybirds and has for years. He and Nell Robinson have decided to create their own band, Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley Band. They've got some pretty sharp people playing with them. On pedal steel, Pete Grant, and he's been with the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Hoyt Axton, all kinds of great folks. Jim Kerwin, a lot of people remember Jim Kerwin from Jug Music, but he's just one of the finest acoustic bass players around. Plays in David Grisman's Jazz Quintet. And on the drums, John Arkin. And opening for Nell and Jim, Ma Muse out of Chico. So, if you want to see this concert, if you would like to be part of the studio audience for the videotaping of the concert, you can get all the information you want and order tickets by going to SierraNevadaBrewery.com and looking up The Big Room. Okay, I have permission to play some music from the upcoming album, Your Good Luck Charm. Here's Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley and their band with Complicated.
How do I feel? Don't ask me that. It's way too complicated to say. I feel like honey. I feel like dirt. I love you. I hate you. I'm afraid. Oh, honey, I'm lonesome tonight. But I want you to leave me alone. Still, I'd rather have your warm embrace than the cold comfort of the phone. Well, my heart says one thing, my head says another. My words come out wrong, too. Why are things so complicated when it comes to thank you. you come and get me? Or better yet, just go away. I don't think I can stand and see you. Why can't you just stay? Oh, I hate it when you ask me how I am. It throws me into disarray. At any one moment, I feel 100 things. You don't have time to hear me say, well, my heart says one thing, my head says another. My words come out wrong, too. Why are things so complicated when it comes to you? Oh, why are things so complicated when it comes to you?
My burden, slung it on my back. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
chest and send it bubbling free. Whoa, 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 whoa. Down to the river I. Whoa, 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 whoa. Down to the river I. Wash my sin, not nearly clean enough, and so I tied it on, and then I jumped right in. Whoa, 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 whoa. Down to the river I. Whoa, 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 whoa. Down to the river I.
tired now from the factory. Hardly ever think about the company. Kinda lonesome now the kids are grown. Moved away, families of their own. Got me a little house, a piece of land. Never wanted to be no company man. Sometimes in this world, you got to make a stand. Never wanted to be no company man.
Nothing! morning, the sun was shining down. It didn't stop the rainfall and the steam danced on the ground. I was drinking courage from a flip-top can. And you were somewhere wondering how and where I am. I'm still alive, I'm alright. I'm getting over last night. Feeling good, yeah, real nice. I'm two doors down from paradise. And a funny page. The mirror shows the miles, and the paper knows the age. Me, I felt better, but I felt worse. A different pen and paper, you just rearranged the verse. I'm still alive, I'm alright. I'm getting over last night. Feeling good, yeah, real nice. I'm two doors down from paradise.
Got to get right into the break, folks. I'm a little bit late. I will be back at the top of the hour and tell you what we played. I'm Barry Hazel, and you're listening to the Shasta Serenade. I'll be right back. I hope you stick around.